This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Some have been commenting on the war on drugs, specifically the war on cannabis, which is no longer continuing in Washington, D.C. And I mean in Washington, D.C. Specifically, the D.C. people voted in 2015, or maybe it was late 2014 and it went into effect in 2015. But anyway, about a year ago, D.C. legalized cannabis. And so the Washington Post is sort of looking back and seeing what has changed since. Now it is legal for adults to have up to 2 ounces of marijuana, as well as cultivating up to 6 plants at a time in their home. You can comment here as well, or bring up whatever's on your mind. The South Carolinian primary also going on tonight for the Democrats, where Hillary Clinton is apparently cleaning the floor up with Bernie Sanders with, what is it, about 24% reporting, 76% going for Clinton out of that.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. You're welcome to comment on anything here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Jack listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Jack.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about basically how cannabis, I know it's made out, it's kind of always known as being sort of one of those drugs that don't really, it just makes people spin their wheels. However, my personal experience with it as an experience.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We just lost you after you were set. You said something about my personal experience and then your cell phone cut out there. So try again.
All right. So basically, my personal experience with marijuana has been extremely positive.
I'm thinking he was saying it was extremely positive. I'll tell you what, Jack, hang on. We're going to try to come back to you here, maybe get you in a better cell. Meanwhile, let's bring Becky on in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Becky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. I've been enjoying your conversation regarding the legalization of marijuana.
Thanks.
My only thing about this is the problem seems to be that even though they legalize it, you cannot really, it's hard to find a job that doesn't do drug testing in order to be, you know, employed there.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it is somewhat of a victimless crime, so to speak, whether it's legal or not, you're still not going to be able to enjoy it because of fear of testing at work. And you know, the problem
well, millions
I have,
of people have managed to pull this off, right? I mean, even though the drug is illegal, in most places in the United States, there are millions of people who illegally use the drug and hold down a job. So if they
urinalyze every pizza delivery driver, no one would ever get pizza.
That's true. So
exactly.
I get where you're coming from, that it is hard to get a job if you are a marijuana user, but usually once you have the job, unless you're subject to random testing, which I don't know what percentage of jobs have that, but I don't think it's that many of them. Otherwise, many, many people would be, caught because they're using marijuana regularly. So it can be a challenge for a marijuana user to get their initial job because they have to stop using marijuana, at least for the time frame at which they are applying for those jobs. But I don't think most jobs are regularly testing their employees because there's a cost involved in that. And so that's why what you generally want to do is if you are running a company, you can have a no drugs policy and then only test people once they've done something that could protect, could possibly, have a situation changed by the fact that you were using cannabis, meaning that if your insurance company will require that somebody not be using cannabis in order to pay out, then you would want to test that person to make sure that they weren't using cannabis in order to get the payout. But otherwise, there's not really an incentive to be harassing your employees with constant drug tests. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. The sad thing is that a lot of people, just in a couple jobs that I've had, will come in on much stronger drugs for instance, like Xanax seems to be a problem. And, you know, I know heroin is really on the rise in Indiana. And I've seen people come in stoned out of their mind. But guess what? They don't really test for that.
Right. It doesn't show up. But it's legal.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
You can have a doctor tell you that you need to be on Xanax. And so even if it showed in the test, it wouldn't. You know, it'd be okay.
They gave me a Xanax for an operation one time. I mean, I had to be directed in which direction to walk. I can't imagine how anybody gets around.
Well, now, Xanax,
there's different doses, though.
Right, Xanax is an antidepressant, correct?
Oh.
So what is it that it does to one who takes it?
I don't think it's an antidepressant. I think it's...
Okay, I don't know. What is it, Becky?
Do you know? I think if somebody abuses it, takes more than... say the recommended dosage, or maybe doesn't realize how it reacts. I mean, I've seen people standing and falling asleep.
Wow.
weaving, wobbling, falling asleep on their feet. And I'm thinking, really? But they can't get rid of those people?
Becky, thanks for your call. Yeah. I appreciate the perspective tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Alprazolam is the trade name, or the Xanax is the trade name for Alprazolam, which is a short-acting anxiolytic. Of the benzodiazepine class. It's for panic disorders and anxiety disorders, generalized anxiety disorder, or social anxiety disorder. So not an antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication. What do people use it for as far as getting high is concerned? I don't know.
Oh, people get, they'll huff gasoline,
sure.
For God's sake. You can't stop them from getting high.
There is a risk of misuse, according to Wikipedia.
Really? Somebody could misuse Xanax?
Yeah, I'm just trying to
go figure
what the use for it is. Well, anyway, if you want
getting
to learn
high.
More about that can mean different things, right? Like there's uppers, there's downers, there's psychedelics. There's...
It's for getting high.
Toll-free
I can't imagine. I the one time I took it, I was so far out of it. I mean, the whole idea of taking that thing that for recreation just doesn't make any sense to me at all. I had an operation and they were able to cut on me, and I had no clue.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Alprazolam is often used with other recreational drugs. These uses include aids to relieve the panic or distress or dysphoric, a bad trip reaction to psychedelic drugs such as LSD, and the drug-induced agitation and insomnia in the come-down stages of stimulant use such as amphetamine, cocaine, elsewhere. Alprazolam may also be used in conjunction with other depressant drugs such as ethanol, heroin, or other opioids in an attempt to enhance the psychological effect of those drugs, and may be used with cannabis, with users citing a synergistic effect achieved after consuming the combination. So it sounds like more people are using alprazolam.
Synergy would be like a coma.
Sounds like more people are using it as an addition to other drugs rather than just simply dosing on that, but I imagine people do the latter as well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Go to John in Washington State. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'm of the belief that the recreational, or people who are charging for recreational marijuana use or marijuana possession to be legalized in the United States is actually hindering the legalization process of the medicinal side of things. To say, I'm in Washington, so I can smoke it, and I recreational medically. So that's the addendum there. My daughter is actually on it for seizures, and it works tremendously. But what gets to me is that there's already this stigma on myself and my ex that we just want to get our kid high. We just want to do all this stuff. And with the recreational side, that's all they want to do. They just want to get high. And it's two separate types of compounds within that plant that we're looking at, you and the recreational and the medical are looking for. And so when you got all these people talking about, I just want to get high, I just want to get high, it hinders that. And I got family who are in Ohio. It's illegal. I got family in North Carolina. It's illegal. And it would have such a tremendous amount of use for the quality of life of their children you know. And so,
well, more than half the states have medical marijuana of some sort at this point.
Know.
I'm not going to say the problem solved by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, the Republicans, the red states are always this way.
Hey, John, if you want to hang on, I'd like to continue to discuss the discrepancy between medical and recreational use of cannabis and the frustrations you have. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Internet was meant to be used anonymously. If you want, and without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving from the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your data from your computer or mobile device, and ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So head on over to proxpn.com, use code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off the price of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account when you use code FTL50, and you can pay with credit card or Bitcoin over at proxpn.com. If you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right at proxpn.com. As we continue here, I believe John is with us listening in Washington State. John, you are back on Free Talk Live.
Very cool. I just I believe that if we can utilize or use or somehow capitalize on the treatment of medicinal marijuana for children and for people who have medical reasons to use it and destigmatize it with the populace that way. In Washington, I saw it. It was decriminalized medically, and then it became decriminalized recreationally. And it was a lot easier to do that two-step type process. I think if the recreational side had spoken out and done that, it would have been a lot more difficult to get to even the medicinal side legal.
Sure.
Everybody's like,
I see what you're saying. You're saying that it's you could see that it could have been much more difficult to have recreational legalized before medical.
Right. But if we're seeing that happen in the United States,
that were to happen, it would mean that you wouldn't need medical because then it would just be legal across the board, and you wouldn't need the different categories or whatever. But yeah, it does.
You're not going to destigmatize it with the Christian right who thinks that people just want to get stoned. You're not. If you show them a child, if you go into a church and show them a child and say, this little plant just helped this child not have 80 seizures a day, look at her standing up in front of you. They look at that and they say, well, maybe weed's not so bad. You know, and you take it at a different approach. But if you go up in front of a pulpit and say, look, man, I got this bong and I want to, you know, blaze up, right? Then you're not going to come across to them.
I understand where you're coming from.
Well, there was a time in U.S. history when alcohol was illegal. They had these temperance leagues that led up to it, you know, with the lips that touch alcohol shall never touch mine. You know, these old bats. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane. I mean, they had a whole thing with, like, carts and bands. Like, we're going to make this stuff illegal. And then, over time, they saw the problems with prohibition of alcohol and what led up to that and that sort of thing. But today you don't see, if you give your kid a tincture, some mixture that includes alcohol for medicinal purposes, I've never heard anybody say anything about that. I'd say time's going to heal this wound and not much else will.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. John, thanks for the call tonight.
I
understand where you're coming from, though, and I can get that. If that's your primary mission is to see this thing be legal for medical purposes, I could definitely see how it would be frustrating to have stoners out there wanting it to be legal for recreational purposes. But, you can't control others, so you might as well just not fret about it. You better just come up with the best answers to the objections you can, because if you're going to get those objections from the people you're pitching to, the Christian right or whoever, then you better be prepared to answer those objections in a way that's going to, satisfy people, because the recreational legalizers aren't going away. They're not going to step away and step aside just because some people, it would be easier for them to pitch medical. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, and times do change. Things are going to change over time. I often tell this story, and it's really great to show exactly what does the word conservative mean. Because usually conservative harkens back to a time that was better or whatever. But in my family, there was a story of my grandma Pauline catching my two great uncles her children, with a deck of cards that they had been playing with. Mm-hmm. And she went out in the yard, got a stick, and beat the hell out of them for having a deck of cards. Because, I mean, she's mortally afraid of their souls being damned to hell.
Is gambling supposed to be...
Whatever. This is what it was like 100 years ago.
Satanic?
You know? Well, at the time, a deck of cards or some dice indicated...
Cool.
Right. These kids are going to... They're not going to grow up to be anything good. Yeah. You know, it's going to be alcohol and gambling for these kids. Mm. And she beat the hell out of these boys.
That's what Jesus would want.
For this. So don't go around calling yourself a conservative if you're not willing to beat your kids with a big stick over a deck of cards. I mean, that's what a conservative is.
Let's go to Robert calling from New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Robert. Hello. Robert in New Jersey, going once. Robert in New Jersey, going twice. Put Robert on. Oh, whoa. He was there for a moment. We're going to try to get him back. Robert, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right, you're on the radio.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how much is an ounce of marijuana in Washington?
That's a darn good question. I think it depends on whether you buy it through the recreational sales market or the medical sales market. There, I believe, are two different pricing tiers. So you're listening on the radio, and it's going to be super confusing to you because you need to listen on the phone. So if you're not listening on the phone, we got to let you go.
I heard a couple of days ago on the radio that Washington State, I think I heard an ounce went for $10. Is that right?
I don't believe that. That sounds...
At priceofweed.com.
Yes.
Yeah,
for Washington State, an ounce of high-quality marijuana is $232.58. Medium quality is $188. And low quality, I feel bad for you people that have to buy this.
You can't find that. You can't find low-quality weed in Washington State. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. I'd be surprised if you could even find NIDS. I mean, because usually the states where you go legal, where it's medical and or recreational,
everybody wants the high
market end. Gets flooded with good quality product. And why would somebody want to buy mid-grades at that point? I mean, if the price of the best quality has gone down to where it's not quite mid-grade pricing structures, but it's getting closer, why would you want to buy the cheaper stuff?
Well, apparently in this case, to save $50.
Maybe. Yeah, I would be I'm interested, not enough to actually take a trip to Washington, but I would be curious if I were ever in Washington for another reason. I certainly would go and visit these stores just to see what it's like. You know, what are the layouts like of these stores?
Shows how far back I am in this, but I remember when an ounce was a quarter ounce was $25.
Yeah.
And so an ounce would have been 80 or something like that. So this pricing is well above what I'm familiar with.
You were probably
with.
Talking about dirt weed, though.
Yeah, this is high school. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. You probably weren't getting the best quality weed back in high school.
I don't think I knew what the best quality weed was like.
All right. So, don't compare apples to oranges, or in this case, you don't even know what you're comparing. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, does the price of weed have black market prices as well as legal prices? Does it show states where it's not legal? Just curious.
Maybe.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And news stations are joining us on the radio waves. Welcome to our newest affiliate in Illinois, Bloomington, Champaign, Illinois, as a matter of fact, where WWHP 98.3 is on board now with us for our Saturday night show.
Sweet.
So hello, you guys. If you're listening in Bloomington, Champaign, you are hearing the show a little bit later. They delay broadcast, as they call us, call that in the business, where they're actually picking up our live show, which airs from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, and then delay broadcasting it a couple hours there. So if you're not hearing us between 7 and 10 at night Eastern time, you're not listening live. But that doesn't mean that you can't participate. You just have to remember to call in when we are live, and then you can talk about whatever you want with us on the air. And then later on, you can hear yourself on the radio when it plays back in your town. So welcome aboard to everybody there in Bloomington, Champaign, listening to WWHP. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A lot of people with comments on the war on marijuana. Let's go to Dave, listening in Indianapolis, to WIBC-FM. Hello, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Oh, you got
hello, Dave.
This is you guys' favorite subject, I know.
I do love this subject. It's true.
I don't smoke weed, Dave.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
I don't smoke it either.
I'm not going to call you a liar. But look, I got the answer. And I don't care. I don't want to argue about whether or not pot is better for you than carrots or if it truly is the most vile thing on the face of the earth. I'm not even going there. I have the answer. And the answer is federalism.
Because what was the question?
The question is, what do we do about pot?
Okay.
The answer is, you let each state decide what it wants to do with pot. I live in Indiana. I like Indiana because Indiana is gun friendly, and Indiana is pretty hard on the pothead. Now, if I go out to Washington, I'm not going to raise hell because the laws are different. I'm just not going to live in Washington. So I think federalism, the legal process, the legal concept of federalism takes a lot of the venom out of the argument. And people don't have to, it takes a lot of the, the vitriol out of the argument. We don't have to bludgeon each other with our opinions. We can simply find the states we like, go there, and everybody gets along, quiet and happy.
I don't know if they're going to be quiet. I like the idea. Well. And I'm with you. I'm with you this far, Dave. I'm with you. But do you understand that the reason that you're proposing this is that, it's hard to force a certain amount of people to get along, with what you want them to get, with what we want them to get along with, right? So the pot people, the anti-pot people can't force the pot people to live the way they want them to live any longer on a national level. So now we return to the states. And I say, why would you want to force somebody to state level either?
Well, why would you? No, because it's designed that way. We have one of the founding fathers called it 50 different laboratories, and I wholly believe in that. Because, again, I'm a pro-lifer, and I like Indiana, again, because Indiana, we love people. We love our greatest natural resource. But I'm probably not going to go out to California and live because it's a no-win. That's not a hill I want to die on. California is never going to be pro-life, but there's no reason that California should dictate to Indiana about abortion or about pot or, about
anything else. I totally agree with you. I think that there should be the different states should have different, they should try different things. But along the line of trying things,
means
I think you can
figure out when things fail. Too.
Right. I think you can see that the war on drugs has failed. And so if Indiana insists on continuing a failed program, which is the war on drugs, or specifically the war on marijuana, is more of what we've been covering tonight, you're going to continue to see failure there. So you can't say on one hand that you love people, and then on the other hand say you want to throw those people in a prison cell.
We love people.
You absolutely can, because what you're saying is, you love people, and you love to see them. You love to see their self-preservation. It's like allowing people who are alcoholics into church, but not allowing them to have a cold beer while they're sitting there listening to the sermon.
No, well, that's not the same thing. It's not the same at all.
No, it absolutely is.
Because church is a voluntary place. It's a place where people go based on consent. You put someone in a jail cell, it's not a loving thing to do towards someone. It's not helping them with anything.
You have a median of accepted civility in any given locale or state, and in Indiana.
Right, it is not a civil act to take someone's freedom away from them.
Put them in a
prison cell.
Listen, they don't have the freedom to sit next to somebody who does not smoke pot, light up, and give them a contact buzz. You have common courtesy, which plays. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know anybody who is going to sit down next to someone who does not specifically consent to smelling cannabis and blow it in their face.
That's what
the prohibitionists have to come to is, I just don't want you blowing it in my face. Well, how often does that actually happen?
Or driving or operating any kind of machinery that's on a public road. Let me ask you this.
But how often does it actually happen that someone blows marijuana smoke in your face, sir?
Well, I don't want to be around it, period. And enough people in Indiana agree with me to where the people that want to smoke marijuana can always go to a state like Washington or California, and we're all happy as a 50-state family. Let me ask
you this. Look, man, just don't tell me you care about people.
Quick question.
I just don't want to hear you say you care about people at the same time as you want to put them in a prison cell.
I love people, and I want to see
people. Then you should allow them to make mistakes. If you love people.
I also don't allow them to play in the interstate either, okay? Let me ask you this question real quick.
To play
in the
interstate.
Can you find anywhere in the Constitution where Congress has purview over marijuana?
Nowhere.
It's
treason,
therefore,
the coining of money, declaring of war, a few other
therefore,
things.
Can you find any place in the Indiana Constitution where the government has purview over marijuana?
Well, we're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about federal power.
No, I'm asking you about the Indiana Constitution. We already agree with you on the idea of federalism, okay? So we're already there. We're on the same page with that.
Well, I disagree with you on this, Ian.
What is the Indiana Constitution?
I'll tell you what
you don't know what the Indiana Constitution says.
I know what it doesn't say. It doesn't say that its power is limited. See, the federal constitution is clear. Hold on a second, Dave. The federal constitution is clear in the 9th and 10th amendments that the powers not given to the federal government are remanded to the state and the people, respectively. However, the no state constitution that I know of says we're just not going to make laws that have to do with the such and such of so and so. Because why would the state legislators do that to themselves?
Because marijuana is an issue closest to the people, therefore it is left to each state.
Leave it to the counties, though. Let's go lower. Let's go to the cities instead of the counties, or the people instead of the cities.
Well, apparently the cities can decide whether or not they're going to have special protections for the LGBTXYZ crowd because they're doing it here in Indiana. Okay?
Now, I live in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis has adopted that policy. I'm not happy with it, but I'm not willing to move. But my point is, when you get federal power out of the equation, okay, everybody can brutify and release because now you have choice. Now you have options. If you bludgeon everybody with federal power and declare that marijuana, oh, look at that, the 14th Amendment covers marijuana too, then you have resentment. You have a built-up resentment. You erase state borders.
Dave, I'm looking here at the Indiana General Assembly, their website for Article 1, the Bill of Rights in the Indiana Constitution as amended in 2010, says that we declare that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And so
So, Wari, what you're saying is that you don't believe in the rights of the right to pursuit of happiness.
I don't believe on the right to infringing on somebody else's proprietary happiness. Okay,
you do. You just said you wanted to put people in jail because of marijuana.
Use marijuana while they're driving?
No. In a public place? No.
Do you want to let them smoke pot in their house? Do you want to let people in Indiana smoke pot in their house?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Okay, but do I smoke pot on my front porch?
Oh, God.
I don't know about it's outside.
See, that's the thing. He demands to give it to you in your house.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I can already smoke pot in my house.
He's wrong, Dave.
Thanks for the call, Dave. If I were in Indiana, I would already be able to smoke pot in my house. 855-453. So long as the police don't know about it, then it's not illegal. 855-450-3733. Not if you don't get caught. It's not illegal.
It's not enforced.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and that allows you special access to a few different things like the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only call-in lines, and more. You get signed up for $5 a month using any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the front page of the website, or not front page, but right there on our website. And also now Bitcoin. So if you've been waiting on Bitcoin, don't wait any longer. You can now AMP the show with Bitcoin and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. We actually added 7 new stations tonight here on the air. So welcome aboard to all of our new stations in Idaho as well as Illinois. You can see our full affiliate list over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. Now with over 170 talk radio stations. And I believe, Mark, that may be a new record for us. Maybe.
Yep, that's the highest number we've had, 71.
So, yeah, it's thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers who are making this possible. For $5 a month, go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls and your thoughts. Gil is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Gil.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Gil, we're great. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
So my problem with the current legal state of marijuana right now is just there's such a hypocrisy between, you know, if you look at alcohol and the societal causes it has, you know, how many people die a year, drunk driving, and, you know, all these people that want to keep marijuana legal, they don't ever bring that point up, you know, that we have alcohol, we have cigarettes that kill plenty of people. And it's just a double standard. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we had a drug prohibitionist guy on the show. It's some months ago. It might even be a year at this point. And his defense of that was, well, if we were right now deciding whether or not to make alcohol legal, we wouldn't. And or the same with tobacco, that we wouldn't make them legal. It's that this this sort of ongoing heritage of these mind-altering substances that people wish to have, and tobacco is to some extent a mind-altering substance. It's just that people want them, and they've had them for so long that it is politically inexpedient to get rid of them. However, that's the terminology. I wouldn't, but you know, this guy and some of his buddies would apparently. We would not make them legal if that was presented to us today as an option. So marijuana should remain illegal, in his opinion, because it doesn't offer much good to society from a recreational standpoint.
Well, it just seems like that argument just screams to me that they're scared of change. And that and one thing is change is inevitable, you know. If you look at the benefits that Colorado and Washington have from the tax money, instead of putting their citizens in jail for smoking it, they use those tax dollars to educate on not to abuse marijuana. And if you look, they actually pour a lot of money into programs to teaching, not, you know, teaching kids and young adults and everyone not to abuse the drug and to spread more information. And
I totally agree with you, Gil. It's absolutely fear of change. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
It's also the belief that that humans are your tax livestock to manipulate. So, I mean, obviously, if you have a farm, you're going to feed your animals the best and take care of them as best you can so that you get the best productivity out of them. Mm-hmm. The idea is that let's structure society in this way so that we get the most productivity out of human beings. But productivity isn't necessarily what everybody wants out of their life every minute. And that's where human freedom comes in. Human freedom, you know, the decision that you make, what you're going to do in your spare time. Frankly, marijuana is less destructive than alcohol in the area of productivity, too. Somebody who decides to tie one on a Sunday night or a weekday night or whatever, you know, drink four or five drinks.
I'm done for the night. Can't get anything done.
Well, the next day.
Yeah,
sure. You know, they're probably not going to wake up on time. If they do, they're going to have a big old pounding headache. Not going to be particularly useful at work the next day. Somebody who smokes a joint at night and then, you know, hangs out, whatever, then goes to bed and then gets up in the morning is going to be fine. I'm not advocating for marijuana use, but when I look at alcohol use, I see some advantages to it from a societal standpoint.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's pretty clear to anyone who's ever done both of those drugs which one is more dangerous. At least it should be crystal clear. Now, it's certainly true that individuals' bodies react differently to different things, so maybe some people react very strongly to marijuana, whereas they don't to alcohol. But for the most part, most people do agree, and most cops who are being honest with you will agree, that it's alcohol that leads to the fights in the bars.
Right.
That it's alcohol that leads to domestic abuse situations.
There's not too many police officers out there that have been hit in the head by a marijuana smoker.
Very few. Toll-free number 855-453. Let's go to Ryan, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Ryan.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to make just one comment. You know, over my years, I've always heard people that are in pain or anything that say that using drugs, it's not fair for people that aren't in pain to use the drugs. They kind of demonize the people that just want to do it for fun or recreational.
You're a little muffled. I don't know if you're talking directly into your phone or if you have some sort of headset or something like that in there.
I'm up in the hills of Indiana, so is that better?
Seems a little better. Go ahead.
Okay. But my point is that as a free society that we all want to be, that, you know, maybe when we're at first, we use drugs just as, you know, peer pressure or whatever, but I think people use drugs, especially marijuana, as you find out, it relieves anxiety, pain, whatever is the issue. But as a free society, I think it's people, if you're in pain, that's fine. You should be able to use the drugs, but that doesn't prevent anyone else that just wants to use it recreational. They have that right to do that, and they shouldn't be demonized for that reason.
Well, I think that people are going to demonize if that's what they wish to do. So, for instance, you might have something bad to say about somebody who chooses to inject heroin or drink bleach, because that's what they want to do. It's their opinion, and we can't manipulate their opinion. That's their opinion. However, when they start using our tax dollars to come after us for doing whatever it is that makes us happy, that's when I have a problem with it.
That's what I'm kind of saying, is that as a free society, and as even if someone isn't in pain or they're using the drug for whatever reason they're using it for, they have that right to use that drug because in the long run it makes them happy. And what my point was is that even though someone's using it for a certain reason, there's also many reasons, especially marijuana, to take that. It relieves anxiety. They're finding out as they're studying it, there's many different reasons that marijuana
it's a miracle drug. I mean, marijuana has helped so many people with so many different maladies, and I think that the news that comes out about marijuana and how it can assist people medicinally is helping to remove whatever demonization has come about over the years, you know, certainly hearkening back, for instance, to the old prohibitionist videos like Reefer Madness, for instance, the classic example of this insanity that surrounded the original prohibition of cannabis and the lies and propaganda that went along with it. Having information about medical cannabis and how it's helping people, I think, is countering some of that demonization. And, Ryan, I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But another thing that I think helps remove the demonization or make it more difficult for people to make marijuana look like this terrible thing is when you actually have productive people come out of the closet as marijuana users. You know, the idea being that if you're going to have a marijuana legalization protest, you should have some business people there. You should have somebody. You're going to have the hippies. You're going to have the dreadlocked cap wearing hippies who are going to be there. And
they're the ones that are willing to come out.
And God has blessed them. I'm not saying they shouldn't be there, but it's nice to have some people who look like they just left a business meeting show up as well. You know, somebody in a suit and a tie who's also smoking cannabis. Here in New Hampshire, we had State Representative Mike Sylvia toking on a joint outside of the State House. Got a nice picture of him doing that. And that, I think, is one of those things where, oh, wow, a state representative is smoking cannabis. So maybe this isn't as bad as we thought it was.
Well, New Hampshire and states like it ought to get on the stick, because the thing is now that the ball's rolling, you don't want that state next door legalizing marijuana for recreational
and getting the tax money first.
And getting all the revenue from your state first.
Yeah, unfortunately,
because
New Hampshire's behind the ball on that.
You can be that one where they all come to, and you get the extra couple of years with the tax revenue.
855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.